You may have started to notice a pattern of evening services, and that we've been just trying to just do something slightly different on each Sunday evening. So the first Sunday in the month, we're trying to tackle a big issue. And this month we had that look at what the Bible says about Halloween. Next month, as in next week, we're going to wrestle with what the Bible says about marriage. I come with my flap jacket ready. The second Sunday in the month, we've been going in depth into a passage of scripture and doing more of a Bible study and allowing the scriptures to speak to us. The third Sunday in the month, we've been focusing around communion and prayer and recognizing that actually sometimes we just need to stop and focus on that gift of God, of communion. And then now the fourth Sunday in the month, we're using songs of praise. And we've had a good time tonight. Well, I've had a good time. I don't know about you lot. I don't care. I've had a good time. As we just proclaim through the words of hymns how great God is. And when we get to a fifth Sunday in the month, we'll worry about that. The next fourth Sunday in the month will be our carols by candlelight. So we will be singing some really great carols and that. And do you know what? They've already been chosen. And your favourite's not in there. I don't know. It probably is. It probably is. It's great, though, to be able to worship and sing songs, isn't it? And in our Christian heritage, for centuries, Christians have been using songs and worship to praise God, and the same things to fall out with each other. It's normally, have they got my favourite hymn in there? And one hymn we will probably sing on the carols by candlelight is one of those hymns that caused huge controversy when it was first written. You know what that hymn was? Silent Night. Do you know what? So many people fell out over the hymn, Silent Night. It should never have been written because it was led by a guitar. But don't worry, there was going to be bigger controversy yet to come, because soon the organ was going to be introduced. And that was the instrument of the devil. Isn't it funny how times have changed? And how we seem to get sidetracked by what is in effect some quite silliness. Our hymns that we have sung tonight. I don't know about you, but they've spoken to me. As we've sung some of the hymns that are so familiar to us. Yet as we just take a step back and read the words again. And you know, if you're ever feeling down, I commend to you, get listening to some of the great hymns. Let those words lift you up again. Let them remind you. There's something evocative about music and words together that rises us up, that encourages us, that brings us hope. Even if it's so well known to you, just listen to it again. And these days, most hymns can easily be found on YouTube, on the internet. In fact, if you just go onto Google and type hymns, you'll immediately get a load of video files up. You can just click them and listen to a hymn again. A hymn again. I want to say I am grateful to God for the hymn writers. Those who God had gifted to be able to write poetry to music that can lift my soul. Be that the ancient or the modern. And yeah, okay, you've got to be a bit selective. Some have some very dubious theology in those. And we've got to be wise and selective. But They were responding to the experience of God they had had and what they saw in Scripture. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. We've been doing that tonight, haven't we? We've been proclaiming his salvation. We have been, as we sing, in reminding ourselves of some of those truths. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Isn't that encouraging? And do you know what? We're not going to get bored. How we, though, very often hate new. We hate the new. The psalmist says sing a new song, but we hate the new, don't we? We like the familiar, the ones that we know well. Yet sometimes we suddenly realize that the new has become the familiar. In Christ alone, I remember introducing that to a church back in 2003, and I can even tell you which church it was in Norfolk, but I'm not going to go public on that. And after the service, I had three people come in and tell me it's outrageous to have a song like that in our church. And the problem is, it was new. And as a minister, as a church leader, yes, we get it in the neck when we do the new ones, but we also get it in the neck when we do the old ones. Oh, not that one again. So we can't win. We've decided that. Singing is a tradition in the church, and it's a tradition of the church that goes back. And it's great. Although sometimes, occasionally, I personally feel attracted to some of the Quaker style of worship. Silence. As that doesn't upset anyone. But seriously, we all get worked up about what we like or what we don't like as if we are doing it for us. We are consumers in so many ways, and it was whether we enjoyed it or not. Yet the psalmist is saying, sing to the Lord. Proclaim his salvation. Not sing to each other. Not sing to yourself. It's sing to the Lord. And the question is, what are we doing with our worship? We are proclaiming something to God. And there is an audience of one. And that audience of one is what we want to lift our hearts to. Of course, in doing it, we feel better. In doing it, we're encouraged and reminded of so much else. But do you know what? It's also great to be able to sing to God. Sing to the Lord a new song. And so I thought, tonight, we will see what we want to sing about. Have you ever tried to sit and write a song? I bet you've done it, Steve, haven't you, many times? Sat and wrote. Just a few times, yes. And I've got some good friends who have written some great songs. This is one I did in 3 minutes this week. Not to music. Sovereign and almighty God, to you we humbly come. Our lives are all we give to you, that in us your kingdom may come. Loving and forgiving God, our life is seen in you. Transform our pains and scars, that in you your will be done. Calling and faithful God, you call us to follow you in storm and calm, to love and serve, that through us your love is shown. Just some random thoughts. Not very good, and I'm glad you haven't got the score paddles holding up, because there'll be some crakes. You see, this is not my gift. But sometimes to allow ourselves to express back to God something about what's going in us, even if we're not sort of poetic in our language, even if we can't do something amazing in language, that doesn't matter. God wants to hear the thoughts of our hearts. And I thought, so what thoughts would we want to praise God for? What would we want to say to God? And this is totally unplanned and nobody is expecting this. But Grace, what do you want to say to God tonight? I'll hold the mic.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to praise God for his faithfulness. Because almost 2 weeks now, my daughter delivered a set of twins, two boys, and so marvelous. It's just so awesome to see the boys and just know how great God is for them. Yeah.
So two boys, twins, double trouble, and you're praising God because you have seen God bless you and your daughter, is it your daughter, and you have seen great blessing. Okay, you may not have done that in a poetic way, but that is the song of your heart tonight. Anybody else got a song of their heart that they want to express to God? Anybody else got a song in their heart? It may not be poetic, it doesn't matter. What has God done for you? Gordon. Ryan, can we have the handheld mic on?
I'm certainly not poetic or anything like that. But as we look back over our lives, it's quite amazing how God has guided us through what we consider to be our own decisions and things like that. And that's true for the whole of our life.
Thank you, Gordon. A song there. Maybe the hymn, Thy Hand, O God, Has Guided, is part of that. Anybody else got a song in their heart? Careful not to have my back to people. Anybody else? Clarissa.
A lot of you may realise that I've been having to face some difficult decisions recently, and I sort of dreaded this time, but I feel so reassured for every single day that God is beside me, and I feel his strength, I feel his comfort, I feel his arms around me, and I know he's there, and I know he's taking care of me every day.
Thank you so much. A song there of God's faithfulness and God's care. Steve.
Or a song a couple of years back. But the last line was, thank you, Jesus, for you're my saviour and my friend.
Thank you, Steve. That's great. So thank you, Jesus, for being a saviour and a friend. Anybody else? Hannah, you'd waited for me to go across the album pubs, didn't you?
I'm a person that loves worship songs. I always find that they speak to me when I feel like kind of a little bit on shaky ground. And I might be cheating slightly, but I've been listening to one in particular that talks about how God like affirms me and how he reminds me that I am his child and that I am chosen by him. He has never forsaken me. He has never left me. He loves me regardless of all my flaws and all my faults, and I have many, and that he is pleased with me and proud of me regardless.
Thank you very much, Hannah. The sense of God just loving us. And our song, Amazing Grace, that we sung earlier, that saved a wretch like me, even with our weaknesses. God loves us. We could be doing this exercise a lot more tonight. But let's give thanks to God for the hymn writers that has given us words to sing. But let's not just depend on them. Let us allow our very lives and the words that come from our hearts to praise and adore him. Our first hymn had that words, "Then sings my soul, my Saviour God to thee, how great thou art." That phrase, "then sings my soul," that's my innermost being, the centre of all I am, the very heart of who I am. How great thou art. It's coming from the core of us. It's bringing glory to God. We're not all craftspeople with words. And I'm really grateful to God that there are those who can craft words. I'm not one of them. I'm grateful to God for those who can do crafts of all kinds of things. The artistic. Those whose paintings are in art galleries that I can take Vicky to. For those of you who were in the service this morning. Those who can create masterpieces out of flowers. Those who can do so many things. They're all our song. They're all our anthem. There's a series of cartoons I follow as they come up. It's about a vicar called Derek. And I don't know if any of you have ever seen Derek cartoons, but they're very good. And on this one, it's got a picture of a new blessing gone up on the... Well, actually, it looks... Oh, yes, it is a projector. Of the new benediction he had written. And it's got the caption, "Derek was rather pleased with his new benediction." And it read, bless them all, the long and the tall, short and the tall." Maybe he needs to work at it. Maybe we need to work at our praise and our glory and our adoration of our Lord. And allow ourselves to create those new songs from our innermost being to worship and praise God. We may never have them published. That doesn't matter. We can, though, allow ourselves to come close to God in our worship, be that private or public. We come to sing a final hymn, a hymn that is a story of the truth of that Easter day. "Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son, endless is the victory, thou, O death, hast won."